Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you wanna mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you wanna jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run. Yeah.
Hello, Bengals fans, I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak coming at you as we prepare for the Bengals playoff matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. This is where it was going to end up, probably one way or another. A lot of drama there in between, largely created by the NFL. But hey, that's where we are. Now let's start on last week's game. Look, last week's game should have meant nothing, which means that Kappa shouldn't have been out there. But you're playing for home field advantage, and essentially you're playing for the conference title, or excuse me, the division title, because that's what it gets you, is that home playoff game, is that that third seed. So they were forced to play guys who they probably shouldn't have been playing, who I think they probably weren't planning on playing in that game. And you know, that's the position they ended up being in. They had to play those guys, and you know, we have an issue with Kappa there. So hopefully we see him back this year. But it is what it is. Now, looking at that game, like as we break down film, as we look at that game, I think you want to say too, you can't put too much stock in that game in terms of what you're seeing. Both teams know that they were going to see each other next week, all right? I mean, within reason. They had a pretty good idea they were going to see each other the next game. And you're not going to run a bunch of crazy stuff, right? You know you're in the playoffs. You know you're seeing that opponent. You might run a few things to give them a look at it, to set something up for the future, or to make your opponent have to waste practice time talking about something. And you might, so you might do that. But largely you're going to stay pretty vanilla. Question raised about the rushing yards. I think a part of the rushing yards issue, I think, is that they weren't going to sell out, scheme-wise, to be able to kill the clock at the end of that game and run the ball effectively. They weren't going to make the adjustments that they would have made, because that's showing Baltimore your adjustments. And what is that worth to you? All right, especially when you're already up. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if the game was not an up, maybe things are a little bit differently. But you're not gonna go too deep there. The other thing is, look, they had like no time. It was already a short week because of Monday Night Football. They left the field on Monday thinking they might be playing Buffalo the next day or something. Even during the week, we were hearing people say, questioning about playing on Sunday, playing in that Baltimore game. Like, nobody knew what was going on. Nobody knew it was going to happen. So, where are you at game plan-wise with that? You know what I mean? Like, it was a short week. So, and look, the coaches, their work is done before the week even starts anyway, all right, for the most part. But in terms of the players, like, how deep are you digging into the game plan? How much are you looking into that stuff? And how are you, preparing for that game? You got a lot in your mind that week, and the whole game's up in the air, and you don't know what's going on. Like, there are reasons why, like Burrow, there are reasons why he wasn't perfect. He wasn't making all the checks and doing all the, hitting every ball and stuff. It's because he wasn't fully locked in over the course of the week. I think overlooked amongst Burrow's assets is his preparation. You know, I think it's the way he sees defenses, recognizes, knows what they're giving him. Right, not only does he do that, but, you know, Chase and Teed and Boyd and those guys being all seeing the same things, being on the same page. And you can lose a little bit of that in a short week, and then especially when you're in a short week that's so insane with everything that went on, you can't expect these guys to be perfect in that situation, okay? So, don't worry about it, is what I'm trying to say. They had to get back out there, and look, I didn't want those guys to play, have to play this game. I said that before the Bills game. I was saying, hey, let's beat the Bills, you know, and it is the Brandon Allen show, baby. And let's get in all those backup old linemen, and, you know, let's rest big man DJ Reader, who's been banged up. Let's rest T, who's been banged up. That's where I saw that game. That's what I wanted that game to be. And, you know, due to coin flip gate, you couldn't do that. Like, you're trying to play for that, to avoid that idiotic situation. So, they couldn't do that. But, I do think, even if they were going to rest everybody, I think it was good to get out there after that traumatic event to eliminate the emotion of it. Or, I mean, that eliminates the wrong word. Maybe alleviate might be a better one. But, you know, to just know that it's okay to play a football game, you know, to even, you know, if it was just a drive or so, to get out there, realize that was a thing that happened, you know, and to face that trauma, you know, because that's a incredibly terrible situation that they dealt with, that everybody in that stadium dealt with. And, you know, those of you that were there, who are listening as well, and those of us watching on TV, I mean, it obviously, the closer you are to it, and the closer you are to that individual, the worse it is for you. But that doesn't mean that it can't be traumatic for many, many people in different ways. All right, and obviously we all have different paths that play a part in that as well. So it's good to get out there and to realize that you can still do that, and to overcome any anxiety, any fear that you have about getting on that field again, or any second thoughts. You know, to get out there like that. I didn't feel like that needed to happen. You know, four quarters of it didn't necessarily need to happen. So, that stinks. Anyway, we're moving on. Now, we'll see what happens. Obviously, there's news every day. I mean, it doesn't sound good for Lamar. You know, you look at the situation with Jalen Hurts, and like they wanted to get him out there to get him on the field again before they went into the playoff game, you know, to get him comfortable and acclimated. You know, Lamar, he hadn't been out there for a long time, you know, and that's a special player who was very special athletically, and those things are going to be very limited if you're coming back and you're really banged up in that way, if you have that type of injury, and if you haven't been playing for a long time. So, you know, what are the odds of seeing him? Didn't seem great. And what are the odds of him being himself? It seems even worse. So, I mean, that is what it is, you know. They get Dobbins back, and that'll certainly be an improvement, all right? You know, it means you got to tackle, all right? You got to rally, you got to tackle, you got to help avoid some of those explosive plays that we all know J.K. Dobbins can create. But it's not going to be the same. And this team wasn't that great, you know. Even the addition of Roquan, you know, like, they've got some players on defense. I feel like they're not always really, really in sync. I feel like what they gave up for Roquan was crazy, and the compensation they're paying now is even crazier. But, yeah, it just, like, they've done a lot of things that don't make sense to me organizationally. And honestly, I think since Ozzie Newsome took a step back, they've been on a bit of a slide. So I think they're lacking in a lot of ways. And I think you can do a lot of things defensively to stop them. You know, can you make the adjustments quick enough on offense? Can you make some plays on offense? And keep it rolling, baby, right? Like, you know, last week they went up 17. They could have easily gone up 21 really quick. And then they started to stumble a bit offensively. You know, you gotta be able to keep rolling, because the style of offense they run, they're gonna break something eventually. Especially if they get JK in there, they're gonna break something. They're gonna make some plays in that stuff. So you gotta be able to account for that. You gotta keep scoring on offense and hold it accountable. You can't let them hang around in this game. You just can't do it. You gotta take them out when you get the opportunity to. So I think that's what they gotta do. We gotta see what those adjustments are. You know, I think we really don't give Zach Taylor enough credit. I think Zach Taylor does a great job with a lot of things, and I'm sure there was a plan coming into this game of what exactly they wanted to see, the Ravens to see, and what exactly they wanted to see out of the Ravens. You know, from formations they're running to, you know, plays they're running in order to see how the Ravens would adjust to it. I think they probably had a lot of adjustments, in-game adjustments that they didn't go to and that they're sitting on, and we might see right away. We might see really as openers in this next matchup, because that's the way Taylor thinks about things. That's the way he goes about things. Like I said, he does a lot of those little things, those planning ahead things, very, very well. So, look, I think the Bengals should mop the floor with them. I think they should destroy them, right? I think they have a defense that they can do some things, but I think it's a bit overrated, but definitely has some players. But I think in their secondary, I think you can take advantage of them with the threats you have, and we've seen that in the past. So they've got to be on. Burrow's got to be cooking. All right, we got to see playoff Burrow, baby. We got to see playoff Burrow. We got to see Burrow on and getting it done and connecting with those receivers on the same page. Because, look, there were a lot of points left on that board. Offensively, like a little bit defensively, too. There were a lot of points left on that board in that game last week. So now they've got to execute, they've got to finish, and they've got to do those things. So hopefully we're talking to you next week about a win and that matchup. Likely with the Buffalo Bills, but we'll see what happens. So, I am Matt Minnick. This is Coach Speak. Good day. Yeah, we coming for what's ours. Yeah, we coming for what's ours.